Okay, and I am your next speaker. My presentation is co-authored with the co-authors of the book, the Hartman and Kester's Plant Propagation Book, Dr. Robert Geneve and Fred Davies, along with our graphic designer and web programmer, Aaron Sattel. Last year, I gave a presentation that showed, there's Bob right there. I was wondering if he was going to come to our talk. Last year, I gave a presentation that kind of gave a sneak preview of the textbook. The ninth edition was released in late 2017 with a 2018 publication date. And if you haven't gotten the ninth edition yet, some of you might have one of these prior editions on your bookshelf. I see some shaking hands here, all the way back from the first edition in the late 1950s. And with all nine editions, we followed the same content layout, beginning with the general aspects of plant propagation, moving on to seed propagation, vegetative propagation, cell and tissue culture, and then the last three chapters are the propagation of selected plant species. So I was happy to attend some of the talks earlier in this session so I can add your data to our last chapters. And so to go along with the text, there are some other additional resources that we've developed over the years. And these have been developed to help the instructors actually teach the content. They've been developed to help the students review the content and also developed to help the instructors test the content. And today's talk will be going through some of these additional resources. If you go to the Pearson, our publisher's website, this is actually how you would go. And if you're using this class for your text and you haven't already gotten the ninth edition, it's very easy. You just go to the website and request a copy, and they'll send it to you in a relatively short manner. In addition, you can click on the second tab there, and that's to download the instructor resources that I'm going to show you a glimpse of. And so with the instructor resources that are available through the publisher, we have the PowerPoint slides of every single figure in the entire text made available. And in addition to that, we have the test bank of all of the of different questions that we have formulated for all of the 18 chapters of the book. And the beauty of both of these is that first, the PowerPoint presentations are in an actual PowerPoint file that's downloaded, and so that you can change those or add those to however you would like for your own class. And then the beauty of the test bank is that you can download it, and then depending on what e-learning system you may be using in class, it will download in a compatible format at UF we use Canvas. And that essentially removes one entire step for testing. So this is what it will look like when you download the slides. This is just an example I pulled off. So not only are you provided the slides, but also the caption to the slide. And Bob, sitting to my right here, is just a wonderful master at making all of these clear and graphically beautiful and horticulturally correct. Another example just showing the different parts and explaining that of the seed. And a third example showing the different embryo types and all of the different parts of this figure are all labeled to the left. So all of that can be obtained by going to the Pearson website. You register for an instructor code, and then once you're given that code, then you can access it. The rest of the materials we've developed are open access through this website that you see on the screen here. This is the website that I developed for my plant propagation class. And on this website, there's a number of different resources that you might find of interest. The first is some supplemental narrated PowerPoint lectures and videos that we've produced over the years, a flash animated life cycle of angiosperms, the Storyline Interact review quizzes that consist of 238 additional quiz questions, and then an HTML jQuery online glossary that has 498 different terms in it. One of the beauties of living in Florida is that a lot of times we have these expert speakers that come for vacation or other reasons, and we're able to capitalize on that, invite them into our studio, and produce some guest lectures. And so this is a list of some of the lectures that we have available that are open access and available to you. For example, Bob was our kickoff speaker for our new seminar program and in the department. And so while he was visiting campus, I had him come in and deliver a great seminar on physical seed dormancy. But you can see the list that ranges from micropropagation to environmental control to ornamental breeding. And then in addition, we professionally have produced supplemental videos where our videography has gone out to certain nurseries. We've videoed the laminar flow hood system for sterile culture at a commercial micropropagation facility. We've demonstrated grafting and budding in a citrus grove. And most recently, we produced a UF green at our UF greenhouse complex, a very nice video that was from our coleus breeder on the management and record keeping in a plant breeding program using his coleus research program as the example. So all of those are available on the website. This is a picture of the creative tool I developed with showing the plant life cycle of an angiosperm, starting with the bee. That this is all interactive and has voice narration to it. So the bee goes in and gets some pollen, and then it takes you through the 14 different stages. And then each stage has several different steps to it that the student or the user can walk through to reemphasize what they're learning in class. They can click on different aspects and take a closer look, like here where it's going through the microspore development, and then ending with pollination and finally embryogenesis. The other item that we have worked on, and we've updated it for the 9th edition, is in using the program called Articulate Storyline. And with this, we've produced a series of interactive self-review activities for students that go along with each chapter. So the concept is that we teach the students either through, I teach an online class, either online or in person, and then the students can actually follow up with that and take a series of questions, and then it scores their questions right then and there. And it's a gauge for them to understand, to be able to see if they're keeping up with the reading and keeping up with the class activities. As an example of something you would find if you pulled these up, this is a question that just asks the user to drag and drop the term associated with the different dehiscent fruit. This is just a basic multiple choice question looking at the different components of a perfect flower. In this question, we ask the user to identify the correct sequence for graft union formation. So it's a drop-down menu, and they have to put all of the different sequences in the right order. And then there's some basic just true-false questions. This one talks about tetrazoleum and the viability of seeds. And And the last thing that we've developed, and this is still in its, I'll be giving a talk next year when it's finalized, but this is available now in its draft form. We're doing some beta testing on it now as far as its user friendliness and how well it's working for the students. And this is the idea behind this is in the back of the textbook, something that's new to the ninth edition is a glossary in the back, consisting of 498 different terms. And so we all know that we're hard pressed to even see our students buy or use the book. And they're certainly not going to have the big, heavy book with them at all times. And so the idea behind this project was to utilize those terms, make them available, associate them with the terminology and then the pictures and maybe a video to teach that concept virtually. And so right now in the ninth edition, every term that you see that's in orange text and bolded is a glossary term, and there's an online version to that available right now on the website. So if you go to the website and look at the glossary, we divided it into these nine major categories, starting with the biology of propagation and leading all the way down to the tissue culture and micropropagation. And then if you decided, let's just say you were interested in some key terms for seed propagation, you could select seed propagation. And then you would have a drop-down menu of selecting either the development, technology, germination, or dormancy. And let's just say you were interested in dormancy. You would select that, and then another menu would appear, and these are all the 19 or so different kinds of dormancy that you could then decide upon. And then if you selected exogenous dormancy, then here's this nice graphic showing the macroscleroid cells, how that works, and giving an example with the honey locust. And so that's kind of a sneak preview of that. And so last semester, we were interested in how students were, what their response was of using it. So we had them actually go through and do a few exercises using the glossary. And we're able to ask them some questions and get some information as far as how we were putting it together and if it made sense to them. And this was just one of the questions that kind of reinforced the whole reason why we did the project. This question asked, what device did they use when they used to view the glossary? So we're designing it so that you can view it on a laptop or a desktop computer or your iPad or your iPhone. So this already shows us that most of the students are using a smartphone or a laptop computer to access the glossary, at least for the purposes of our class. And then finally, this is the question that that we always have to ask ourselves when we're spending all this time developing all these innovative teaching tools: is it really helping our students learn? Are they learning a different way? Is it helping to reinforce the concepts, or is it just creating busy work that we think is cool and fun, but it's not necessarily furthering their education? And so these are pre and post means of a course that ask specific questions and their comfort level in their understanding of these questions. And so you can see at the beginning of the semester, this actually helps me kind of gauge where they're starting at too, because as we know, every semester is a little bit different with our students. And so you can see when they're starting this semester, they're either undecided or they're not really sure of the different concepts that we listed here. And then after this semester, they're much more confident in their understanding. And as professors, that's always nice for us to see. And I'll end with this slide here, which is a whole bunch of my students over the different semesters propagating plants. And with that, I'll see how I'm doing on time here, since I'm the moderator. And I'm not doing great on time. So we're gonna go to the next talk, but I'll be here. And if you have any questions, I will look forward to talking to you after the session.